last night, the Hollywood premiere of America's Team, The Gambler and His Cowboys, the new Netflix documentary series about the 1990s Cowboys featuring Jerry Jones. Well, they had that Hollywood premiere, and joining us now, we have disguised this person's voice to protect their identity, is a Deep Throat informant who was at that premiere with stories about what went on behind the scenes. Good morning, Deep Throat informant. Thank you for your time and courage.
Yes.
Can you tell us what that scene was like in Hollywood?
Oh, no, I cannot buy
please.
It. Okay. I was at the movie premiere, and it was very traumatic.
It was.
I think the Jones family will never recover.
Oh, no.
First of all, they all drove to the theater in the family station wagon. There was Gene and Jamie and their 3.5 kids.
All right.
And then they had their 14 to 17 grandchildren there in the station wagon and strapped to the roof.
Wow.
When they got out and Jerry began to walk the red carpet, Jerry Jr. tried to follow his dad as they were dressed in identical outfits like Big Enos and Little Enos from the up-to-date movie Smokey and the Bandit.
Yeah.
But Jerry would not share the spotlight. He pushed Jerry Jr. back into the station wagon, causing the younger Jerry to lose control of his bowels.
Oh, gosh.
So Gene had to take Jerry Jr. to the local koala station to change his diaper. After the show started, Jerry began drinking whiskey, and he grew increasingly out of control.
Oh, no.
He kept talking at the screen, yelling back at the characters he saw, as if confused, as if they were real and he could interact with them. He yelled as Michael Irvin entered the court in a mink coat. Jerry yelled, "Hell yeah, don't let those hookers get money from you." When Jimmy appeared on the screen, Jerry would really lose it.
Oh, no.
He said, "Shut up, you square-faced, homunculus garden gnome."
Wow.
"Go back to Miami and be impotent with whichever number Rhonda you're on these days."
Oh, my goodness.
Jerry was full of whiskey and ill intent. The Ushers had to remove him 8 times.
Say Ushers?
Ushers.
He once loudly declared, "I'm having another fun baby tonight." Roosevelt, call the local airport.
Oh, gosh.
Gene shushed him. But he would have none of it from her lips. He said, "Do not shush me, Boxwine Woman."
Oh, Boxwine Woman.
"I'm now a movie star. I'm king of the world, and I'm gonna live forever." He declared as he pinched his nipples for emphasis. Gene reminded him that he was on his third liver and probably had 5 years tops. So he grabbed a nearby plate of cocaine and snorted an Arm & Hammer box full of powder.
Oh, my God.
It was then, and only then, that Gene informed him that it was a plate of baby laxatives for one of the younger non-Spaldings in the family.
Oh, no.
So, Jerry, Yes, that Jay Reed spent the evening filling his adult diaper with baby poo. The smell was intolerable. And by the end of the evening, all the grandkids had disappeared, and the Jones children had fanned out into the Hollywood heels.
Heels?
To party with starlets and musicians.
Wow.
Leaving only Jerry and Jean back at the theater. Jean said, Jerry, I am leaving you now. And she ran off with a handsome new Roosevelt that was laying about.
Oh, no.
Okay. This sounds so fabricated.
Terrible night for Jerry.
And the last thing I saw was Jerry Jones, king of the sports world, all alone in an alleyway, crying, because he was so happy to finally be rid of his family. I can't talk anymore.
That's about enough.
There's tears of joy.